Afternoon, good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to call this public hearing to order. The time is 3:03 p.m., Tuesday, December 16, 2025. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Guam International Airport Authority. My name is Artemio Ricky Hernandez. I'm the Deputy Executive Manager here at the Guam International Airport Authority. I'll be serving today as the hearing officer. As required by the open government law, this public hearing was noticed in the Guam Daily Post. The notices were published on December 9 and December 12, 2025. The meeting is also being broadcast via guamairport.com and audio recorded. Notices for public comments were posted on the Guam Daily Post on November 7 and December 2, 2025. Notices for public comment and digital copies of the proposed policies and procedures to the solicitation, selection, and award of concession agreements, along with a fiscal assessment, were posted on the airport's website on November 7th, 2025. Notices for public comment were also sent via email to the following: all GIAA current and then potential or prospective concessionaires, airlines, tenants, and stakeholders, industry partners to include Guam Visitors Bureau, Guam Chamber of Commerce, and Guam Hotel and Restaurant Association, among others. With us today, we do have our airport legal counsel, as well as other GIA representatives. I will note, just for those that have signed in, and just for the record, in the order in which people signed in, there are Austin Grant from the airport property management office, Rudolph Rodolfo from Burger King, Edna Quejado from Micronesian Munchies, Vanessa Pangandian from our airport property management office, Jean Ariola from the airport admin division, Emmanuel Espino from Alamo and National, Robert Paulino from Guam Emerald Pacific Group, Daphne Shimizu, Airport Comptroller, Kenray Paulino from Hertz, Charlene Guevara from Big Fish, we have Marvin Chrysostomo from Senator Lujan's office, Roel Comia from Bank of Hawaii, Matt Johnson from JMC Guam Incorporated, William Brennan, our airport legal counsel, Miss Baba from Pacific Fast Food, Richard Luo from Sun Leader Guam. We have our media partners from PDN, Joe Quintanilla from Bank of Guam, Hideo-san from Japan Airlines, and then Jason Josen from Asia Pacific Airlines, as signed in as of this moment. The airport is convening this public hearing, and there's a bit of things I wanted to read just to give some context. We're holding this public hearing as a result of Public Law 38-21 that provides authority to the AB Wampat International Airport Authority Guam to adopt policies and procedures for the solicitation, selection, and award of agreements between the airport and any other party for the use of airport facilities and properties for airport purposes and for visitor-related activities. Specifically, relative to concession agreements, Public Law 38-21 provides that such agreements shall be authorized for a term of up to 15 years and shall be subject to policies and procedures for the competitive solicitation, selection, and award of concession agreements adopted from time to time by the airport's board of directors. The requirements of said policies and procedures and any amendments thereto are that they are based on industry standards, are competitive in nature, and consider the inclusion of small businesses in its adoption. Additionally, said policies and procedures shall not in any way authorize or permit gambling of any kind as defined in 9 GCA Chapter 64. Subsequent to the passage of Public Law 38-21, the governor signed and promulgated Executive Order Number 2025-05 on July 28, 2025, relative to establishing requirements for adoption of policies and procedures for airport concessions. The airport's policies as drafted are aligned with the executive order to the extent they are required or applicable. Just giving you an overview of this adoption process, pursuant to Public Law 38-21 and Executive Order 2025-05, prior to the adoption of any amendment of concession policies by the airport board of directors, the airport shall prepare a fiscal assessment, which shall be posted with a copy of said policies and procedures on its website, and that was done on November 7th. Allow for no less than 30 calendar days for public comment. It's been over 30 days, but of course it's no less than 30 days for public comment. Hold a public hearing notice pursuant to 5 GCA Section 8107, which is open government law, and held no sooner than 30 calendar days after posting of the fiscal assessment and policies and procedures. Be subject to applicable federal laws and regulations. Be subject to the airport's bond covenants and be effective upon approval and signature of the governor of Guam. Just a bit of a summary of these concession policies. I know many of you may have already read through it and may have public comment for today. But just giving a summary, the draft concession policies is recommended to be added to the Guam Administrative Rules and Regulations, GAR Title 4, which is entitled Commerce, and Chapter 7B under Guam Airport Authority. In drafting of the concession policies, the airport closely modeled the Guam Procurement Law, which is 5GCA Chapter 5, and regulations under 2 GAR Division 4, to the extent applicable, considering Guam Procurement Law and regulations govern really the purchase of goods, services, and construction, whereas the draft concession policies are aimed at competitively soliciting for revenue-generating contracts. The modeling of the draft concession policies after Guam Procurement Law and regulations ensures the standards of consistency, efficiency, competition, and fairness are upheld to ensure the best outcome and interests of the GIA are maintained. The draft concession policies are divided into 6 articles to include Article 1, General Provisions. This includes the purpose, policy, objectives, plan, solicitation, requirement of good faith, and definitions of the draft concession policies. Article 2, Compliance with Federal Requirements, that requires all solicitations comply with all federal laws and regulations that are applicable to the airport. Article 3, Solicitation Methods and Contract Formation, provides for the extensive provisions relative to the industry standard competitive solicitation, which is the RFP or request for proposals, of which the objective in awarding such concession agreements is to obtain high quality services that provide and optimize non-airline revenue to the airport and provide optimal customer service, value, and experience to the traveling public. The RFP process allows the airport to evaluate proposals based on a variety of non-quantitative factors, including quality of customer service, management team, concepts, concession design, company experience, capital investments, training, and other relevant criteria. The RFP process also encourages creative and unique elements to optimize non-airline revenue and enhance customer experience. As previously mentioned, the draft concession policies are modeled after Guam procurement law and regulations. Therefore, provisions such as public notice, determination of content of the RFP, including the evaluation process, receipt and handling of proposals and the request of non-disclosure of data, selection of the best qualified proposals, the negotiation process, notice of award, cancellation process if needed, standards of responsibility, provision of details of the concession contract, the reporting of anti-competitive practices, and the maintenance of the solicitation record were utilized to the extent applicable. Under Article 4, this is legal and contractual remedies. This provides for provisions relative to protests of a solicitation or award, debarment or suspension, contract and breach of contract controversies, determination that a solicitation or award violates law due to actions by different persons, violations of law found prior to award, and ratification, termination, or cancellation of a concession agreement to comply with Guam law. Again, because the draft concession policies were modeled after Guam procurement law and regs, the language and sections of Article 4 were utilized to the extent applicable. Under Article 5, this is entitled Appeals to the Appeal Panel, and this involves a similar protest appeals process found in Guam procurement law and regulations to the extent it is applicable. However, a 3-person appeal panel designated by the governor shall be established to administratively consider appeals from the decision of the executive manager as opposed to appeals to the Office of Public Accountability. The airport will enter into a MOU with the governor to constitute such panel, which shall include the Director of Department of Administration, Chief Procurement Officer of GSA, the General Services Agency, and the GSA Procurement Council. The appeals process further includes appointment of a hearing officer, jurisdiction, exhaustion of remedies, the form and filing of appeal, agency report, the making of information on appeals available, ex parte communications with the hearing officer, hearing procedures, decision of the hearing officer, finality of decisions, appeal to appeal panel relative to method, solicitation, and award, appeals on debarment and suspension, and review of award pending protest or appeal. And lastly, Article 6, Ethics in Public Contracting. This prescribes the standards of conduct for government employees in general and establishes specific standards of conduct for non-government employees with regards to solicitations. This includes general ethical standards for non-government employees, standards related to government employee conflicts of interest, ethical standards related to gratuities and kickbacks and contingent fees, employment prohibitions and restrictions relative to present and former government employees, use of confidential information, civil and administrative remedies against non-employees who breach ethical standards, and ethics enforcement. And so those are the 6 articles that was posted on November 7th. The fiscal assessment as well was posted. And as previously indicated, the statute does require that the airport prepare a fiscal assessment, which shall be posted with a copy of these concession policies on its website, and then allow for no less than 30 calendar days for public comment and to hold a public hearing, which we're doing today. The fiscal assessment shall directly address, at a minimum, the purpose and need for the financial impact upon those persons or entities directly affected by, and the potential benefits expected to the airport by the proposed concession policies. Concessions include, but are not limited to, retail, specialty retail, food and beverage, advertising, currency exchange, car rentals, and parking. And so the GIA is conducting this public hearing, of course, for the purpose of receiving public comment. No decision or action will be taken today. And so with that, I'll go ahead and open up the portion of the public hearing for public comment. And I'll just note for the record, on our virtually, we have Mr. Fred Tupaz, as well as Doyon Morato, one of our airport board members, attending virtually as well. And so with that, I'll open up the floor for any public comment. If you would like, please state your name and the organization you're representing, and you may step up to the desk if anyone has any public comment that is in attendance here or virtually.
Emmanuel Espino with It's Emmanuel Espino with the National Car Rental, LMO, and Enterprise. My public comment basically co stems from years of experience here at the airport. And the common issue that our customers are finding is lack of signage to the proper return area. And if there is some signage, majority is faded. And we every month a minimum of 2 to 3 cars are that receive customers. We get customers that enter the wrong way through the to the bus parking area. They puncture tires. They're thinking as we go around, that's where you're supposed to return the car. So that's one of the major things is proper signage that the customers complain about. And then the other thing is during rainy season, car rental operations, there's nowhere for us to service our customers where they can be dry before they get their cars. So those are the two common issues that we have, at least regarding the customer experience itself. As far as operational-wise, there are other things that we can talk about, but our foremost concern is the servicing of customers when they come to our rental counter, and we provide them the services. So, I think that for us, the other thing I can think of is security, proper security vehicles that are not supposed to operate at the airport coming in. Those things of that nature, cars being stolen at our wash area, and those things, those kind of things. We've had our equipment stolen, our lockers broken into. Those are the concerns that we have over at a National and Alamo. And I think if Nissan was here, they'd probably say the same thing because they have experienced the same type of issues.
All right, thanks for your comment. Do you have anything specific to the concession policies and procedures itself?
Concession policies. I've been doing this thing for more than 20 years. So I've been here from all the different proposals the airport has made. None of them have been completed. A lot of ideas, parking garages, off-site parking, car wash for us, and there's I understand there's funding, there's other issues, but nothing ever seems to materialize from all the different talks that we've had, different planning that we've had. They're all good ideas, but here we are, 2025. I've been doing this since 2000.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen nothing. So that's for me, that policy wise, I don't know where that board policy fits in there, but for me, how can we service our customers and charge more if we have to, but no, our facilities at the wash area, that's, you know, so anyway, I don't know how all of that ties into policy. I haven't read all the different policies in regarding to concessions, but from my observation, 25 years in this industry, actually more than that, but yeah, so I used to work for Nippon, Avis, the major car rental, six rental car. So I don't know where the airport stands in regards to those kind of things. My concern is just our operational capability and our customer experience that we want to provide, but we aren't able to because we don't have the proper facility to accommodate those things that we want to do.
I appreciate the partnership and the comment. We'll definitely take the comments and note those down as it relates to the concerns.
I
I
mean,
appreciate the comment.
policy-wise, like I said, I don't know all the policies in regards to the concession. I haven't read through our agreement the initial when we signed this, what, 10, 15 years ago? Because when I left, was just newly signed. I don't believe it's been just extended and extended. But as an operator, as concessionaire, we would like to get the facilities upgraded and modernized and be able to service our customers properly. Like for folks at Hertz, they made their own facility, so it makes it, you know, and we don't have the capability, the property, and all of that. So, I was expecting that, you know, that would be part of the.
Yeah, so this process is the beginning part. And so I think the plans that have been discussed previously, this is our first step as it relates to concessions. And I think on December 22nd, we'll have another public hearing like this related to long-term leases up to 50 years. And that may be something that could address the inability for the airport to be able to get into long-term leases as it relates to maybe, like a parking deck or a
Yeah,
parking
like
garage. But
we don't have enough. We get 50, 60, 80 reservations. I only got 20, I think almost 30 stalls at the most here at the airport. So how do I do that when I have 80
Yeah,
reservations?
definitely land space issues for
Yeah,
sure.
so that's why the parking garage years ago, when that was proposed back in 2010, if I'm not mistaken, I thought it'd be materialized by now. But so I don't know what else to comment, but just to complain about the different things that we hope that would happen to help our operation and big, you know, we want to pay the airport, but we'd like to charge more to the customers. But where's the facility for them to, you know, to have that kind of a service? There's none.
Yeah, and I think this process is our first step, and so, but we take the comments seriously and appreciate the,
Yeah,
and then
and I think
we'll.
if you all the of us operate up here, we'll say the same thing.
Thank you so much.
Camry Pulino is the Hertz and Dollar Rent a Car. I pretty much I just wanted to kind of get like a general overview, right, of what is this change in this draft? Because you mentioned that it's in line with GSA rules, but I just want to know, so what is going to be, what should we expect as the, what's the biggest change between this and our current lease agreement? And obviously we have a lot to consume here, and I'm going to have to, you know, we're going to have to go through our legal team and everything. So will we have time to respond based on just on what we received today?
The process today is to accept public comment related to these policies, but I guess maybe a simple answer is that this is a process to adopt the policies. This is not an RFP. This
Okay.
is not a solicitation. This is just to adopt the process to
Okay.
be able to go out to do a solicitation. And so, if there's comments specifically related to the policies themselves, in your review, Then we'll be accepting those. But this is not a solicitation itself. This is just to a public comment period and a public hearing related to accepting comments for the policies themselves, and not an actual solicitation.
Okay.
Have any comments? You check outside if anyone else here. Okay, with that, well, we appreciate the comments that we've been provided. Given that there are no remaining public comments and no other individuals present physically at the airport or virtually who wish to provide further comment, before adjourning this, I wanted to just extend our comment period, of course. We will be accepting comments all the way through the close of business on Friday, December 19th. So if there are any further questions or comments that you'd like to provide, you can send that over to via our email at concessionpolicies@guamairport.net. So we're accepting comments up until December 19th. From that point, as I've mentioned previously, for the process, this will have to go through the board of directors for their approval, and then from there, further on to the governor for her signature and approval per Executive Order 2025-05. From there, then we'll have a process to make improvements, as was discussed in some of the comments, to the airport from a concessions perspective. But I do invite everyone to December 22nd's public comment or public hearing. That one's specifically related to long-term leases and the process for the airport to be able to solicit, select, award, and operate lease agreements. And so that's going to be on Monday, December 22nd, same time, 3 p.m. And that public comment period is also available and open as well. All of these you can find on our website at guamairport.com. It should be on the landing page, and you can click on the right side for that. But with that, I will call this public, I will adjourn this public hearing. Right now it is 3:26 p.m. and looking forward to any additional comments that you have by Friday, December 19, close of business. Thank you very much, everyone. Appreciate your attendance here today.